The chairman of Gangneung City People's Committee, Mr. Jung Vik-jung, has called for leaders of departments and agencies to enhance online public services and prioritize timely, quality implementation of digital transformation tasks. The focus will be on simplifying administrative procedures, providing public service quality, and using the effectiveness of administrative procedure implementation and online public service provision as a criterion for evaluating leadership credibility. Plans include cutting 50% of internal procedures and compliance costs, simplifying and controlling new administrative procedures and business regulations, and creating a transparent public environment. The goal is to enhance digitalization in administrative services, reuse settlement results, improve the one-stop department's operation, offer non-administrative services, support digital transformation for vulnerable groups, and ensure online public services are convenient, simple, and user-friendly. From December 1st to December 7th, all medical stations in the seven wards of Omom District will administer vitamin A to children aged 6 to 35 months. Children aged 6 to 35 months, mothers within 1 month of childbirth, and children under 5 at risk of malnutrition will receive free vitamin A at health stations in Omom District, funded by the National Nutrition Strategy for 2024. The health sector will also collaborate with relevant units to raise awareness about the benefits of vitamin A for children through loudspeakers and mass media. On December 2nd, Bentui Electricity, in collaboration with Ang Thoi Wan Primary School, launched a campaign to promote electricity conservation in the school. The campaign included a contest on safe and economical electricity use for nearly 1,000 students. The school staff, teachers, and students were educated on the importance of using electricity economically, as well as measures to prevent electrical accidents. Students also participated in a quiz answering multiple-choice questions about safe and efficient electricity use. This activity aims to foster a strong impact from students' small electricity-saving actions, influencing their families, relatives, and friends, and ultimately sparking a broader electricity-saving movement within the community. The 8 Gairang Floating Market Culture Tourism Festival 2024, co-organized by the Gairang District People's Committee and the Gangneung Departments of Culture, Sports, and Tourism, concluded successfully after 3 days. At the closing ceremony on the afternoon of December 2nd, the organizing committee announced that the festival attracted nearly 89,000 visitors over the past 3 days. Attendees explored tourism development booths, trade services, and OCOP products from over 80 local and external units. They participated in various activities such as cruise ship parade, river garbage collection, and the second Beauty of Albaba in the Past and Present contest of Gairang District 2024. The event was praised for fostering a lively, joyful atmosphere and instilling pride in the intangible cultural heritage of Gairang Floating Market. It left a positive impression on residents, tourists, artisans, actors, and athletes involved. The event also raised awareness and responsibility for preserving the cultural legacy of Gairang District and Gangneung City. The 8 Gairang Floating Market Culture Tourism Festival in Gangneung City concluded successfully after 3 days. As part of the event, the Gairang District People's Committee Mass Mobilization Board organized the Fruit and Cuisine Cultural Festival. The event took place over the past 3 days at the Gairang Floating Market staff, the main venue for the 8 Gairang Floating Market Culture Tourism Festival in Gangneung City. 20 units, including government agencies, departments, military unions, schools, and representatives from all 7 wards in the district, participated. Each unit presented at least 3 traditional and modern dishes, including 3 types of folk cakes, 3 types of local agricultural products and fruits, and 1 type of soft drink. The 2024 Season of Love Bridging Music Program, organized by Pentecostal Church of Vietnam in Gangneung City, is held on December 3rd and 4th from 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Gangneung Stadium, Lê Lợi Street, Gai Khế Ward, Ninh Kiều District. This is the first large-scale outdoor religious event in Gangda City, gathering approximately 10,000 participants, including dignitaries, officials, followers, and guests from 13 provinces and cities in the Mekong Delta. The event features sacred music preaching and gospel sharing in celebration of Christmas 2024, delivered through a combination of live and online formats. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.